Three big lagoons that treat and store wastewater sit at Middletown's wastewater treatment facility. And at first glance on an October afternoon, it looks like a wildlife refuge. Artesian's Mark Condellis manages wastewater services at the facility. He points to several birds in the distance sitting peacefully by the lagoons.
You got geese and duck. You can see into the water clearly, see the stones going down, and this is what we are using to spray it on the fields.
Artesian treats an average of 1.25 million gallons of wastewater daily at the Middletown plant. They monitor bacteria levels daily. They test for possible contaminants like nitrogen once a month and ammonia twice a month. Wastewater comes in, they treat it in one lagoon, store it in another, then they filter it to clean it up.
That's our effluent. Go pull out of the tap, you can't tell the difference. Smell it. No smell, Bill in here, maybe a little chlorine.
Yeah, a little bit of chlorine.
Yeah, so that's what we're sending into that lagoon.
They store the filtered water in a third lagoon. Artesian considers the treatment facility a success story. They've been operating it in Middletown since 2002, and Artesian's Rodney Wyatt says the company feels it's proven itself.
People have complained and said that, you know, there was going to be odor, we were going to contaminate wells. We're a water company. I mean, groundwater is a commodity for us, and we're very environmentally sensitive to anything that contaminates the water quality.
The water sits for 2 months at most in the last lagoon. Then Artesian sends it to a nearby golf course, fields near schools, and farmland. There it goes through the final step in the water cycle where it's sprayed onto crops and parkland and goes through the ground and mixes with existing groundwater. Wyatt and Condellis take me on a tour of the fields.
That one's close to the road, so I'll pull in off there.
See how close the houses are too?
We get out of the car near the MOT Charter School, and Wyatt points out several winged structures spraying water onto crops. To make sure the groundwater isn't contaminated, Wyatt says Artesian has wells that monitor the water before and after it's sprayed.
We compare the two results, and ideally they're the same. So the crop is uptaking all the nitrogen and phosphorus and using it to grow, and the groundwater stays the same.
If water sprayed on the land isn't treated properly, there's a downside. Over at Mount Air Farms in Millsboro, water sprayed on nearby land that wound up in residential wells had high levels of nitrogen and bacteria. Now some homes have tap water that is unsafe to drink. But in Middletown, Artesian says they haven't had any issues with groundwater contamination. And Middletown farmers like Dennis Clay say the same. Clay uses Artesian's treated wastewater on an as-needed basis in the summer to help grow his corn crops and soybeans. He calls it a partnership that benefits all.
They need to get rid of the water, and they have gone to great lengths to treat this water for us and to make it a quality that was usable for us. So there's no heavy metals. They clean it up. There's virtually no smell to it.
It saves him money he would be spending to pump water from the ground himself. Clay admits he was worried when he started using the treated wastewater on his crops 6 years ago. Could heavy metal from some of Middletown's bigger companies, like Amazon and Johnson Controls, end up in his drinking water? He says he and his family have tested their wells and soil, and they haven't noticed anything harmful.
We live here, work here, our families live here. We don't want anything here that's going to be harmful to any of us. And I've got children and grandchildren, and I don't want to do anything that's going to hurt anybody. So we feel very safe and secure that Artesian's doing a good job.
Artesian says they hope they can also build trust among Milton area residents. Some residents live near their plant facility and fields that will store in Sandal and Harim's treated wastewater back into the ground. And down the road, they could even work with Milton farmers interested in using treated wastewater to fuel their crops. Katie Pikus, Delaware Public Media.